or thinking about cheetah and cetacea?
Just thinking about.
I'm usually thinking now about cheetah and cetacea, not about people, but it's the same thing. No, but I mean my cheetah and cetacea, I think about cheetah and cetacea.
But you see, it's only thinking, yeah. Not the experiencing.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so we just talk and talk about the word, but reality appears, see, all the time. Unknown, and keep on talking about rupa and citta and cetacea. But Buddha meant to everyone to experience the true nature of reality as what he said, as its characteristic, like hardness, not just talking about it. It's a reality, it's taught by Buddha, see, about this.
And I and visible object.
Yes, but too much for thinking over it. Just one characteristic at a time. One characteristic at a time. Like now, this word object. We don't need to locate where is it. Just understanding. Just a reality. An element. That's all.
I think you have a question. You have a question. Yeah.
You know that he has, so please.
Yes, because I'm in the room with him.
So please tell us about his question. Because
it's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah, I know it's gone. Pakatu Pansaya Pachaya and that's actually, for example, if a Vipaka can condition a Kusala Akusala Chita by way of Pakatu Pansaya Pachaya.
The accumulation, not the Chitta, that very moment, which is Vipaka, but the accumulation in that Vipaka Chitta. Because citta only experiences an object, so the accumulation in that particular citta can condition the next moment of lobha dosa alobha dosa.
Quite some time, vipassana jnanas, before we experience that.
If reality is not understood as a matter, can it ever be understood as a matter?
Yeah.
Yes?
Huh?
If it's not understood as a matter,
right.
If visible objects not understood as a matter, can it be understood as a matter?
No, I just wondered why we seem to. I guess you have to understand anatta. It's not parallel. You don't understand. You don't try to.
The suttas is so clearly connected.
Right.
Especially
yeah.
The Samyutta Nikaya.
Yeah.
Whatever is impermanent cannot be the self. And the sutta often explains to us how can it be self and it is fallen away already.
Mm. Yeah. No, I'm just saying generally we.
But I think the point is that reality has to be understood as anatta before it's impermanent.
Because the first jhana is nama, rupa, paricheda jhana, and the uttayapanya jhana is the fourth
one. So
But in the sutta, it is very much stressed together.
Yeah.
When it is fallen away, how can you cling to it as self?
Okay. Yeah. Now, nothing arises and falls away, right?
Yeah.
Nothing arises and falls away now.
Not now.
And when there is hardness, it does not arise and fall away. But the characteristic of hardness appears as a reality. So it begins from anatta-ness. No self, no one in hardness. And then, after that, right understanding develops. You can understand the arising and falling away.
And even then anatta becomes clear also.
But even the third jhana, there is the succession of the arising and falling away of reality, but not as clear as the fourth one.
And likewise, people think they understand a lot about dukkha, but if there's no understanding,
understanding the arising and falling away of reality is not really the direct understanding of reality's
you have to understand step by step.
And one characteristic at a time. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the arising and falling away cannot be discerned at all. Because what arises and what falls away, there must be a characteristic as not-self appear to Panya before it can understand the moment of arising and falling away. Mm-hmm.
Ajahn, you speak about visible object often. So understanding about visible object also helps understanding about what is heard and had, like the, it's not just confined to one reality.
But the sound is not sight, it's not order.
No, but for example...
But there are Dhamma arising.
When you say there is no invisible object, no people, no things, mm-hmm. when we think about all the food that we eat, there's no food but just taste.
Okay, now there's no meat, only visible object.
Possible? Sorry, I missed.
Now there's no meat, there's only visible object. There is only visible object. Possible?
Yes.
Little by little. Only little by little. Only understanding. Don't try to take it
further than
away.
It can be. Further than it is.
Like that.
We were talking about when thinking about one's son and who has problems, or one's mother, or other people. Actually, it's just thinking about chitta, chetasika, rupa.
And ideas
about chitta, chetasika, rupa.
But my nurse is only thinking, because it's something of the mind. The understanding of visible object can develop, right? Little understanding. Only a moment, because the other moment is some visible object. At the moment it's hard with not visible object.
We can't choose.
Anatta.
But in all the realities that appear through sense doorway, no thing. There is no thing. There is no thing in sound. There is no thing in taste. Just like it's the invisible object, there is no thing, no personal thing.
Like coolness, cold, coolness now. We don't have to think of refrigerator or air conditioner, anything, ice, no. It's just that.
Yes.
Otherwise, if we try to find out, it's only I. Mm-hmm. All the time. And when there's there's something different from I, there is something. So it's like this world object, we don't have to locate where is it, but actually, as soon as you see it, there is that which is seen. Which is seen in a moment, and moment arises and falls away. Only then, that which can be seen and it is seen in a moment. But the idea keeps on thinking about many things and many people. So one can see the difference between avicca and vicca. And right at the same. They cannot go together, they cannot arise together. By understanding this, one can see how much ignorance one has accumulated. So it takes time to understand the reality little by little. less and less gradually.
When you say ignorance has been accumulated, it almost sounds like we didn't have it at first. But
long, long time ago, from now, see, from now, also from now.
Yeah.
So all the dust, you talk about the dust.
Yes.
I would like to ask a question, because the seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching and thinking. So Ajahn, even because everything is not clear covered, yes, we see, hear, smell, taste, touch and think stories about things like shape, form. So after that there is thinking, after each experience, but...
After that, so very quickly.
Yes.
So,
but this is also, we can, this is by way of Paka to Panisaya Pachaya.
If you don't call it.
It's something, something that accumulates.
Once it arises and it goes away, but what is left is in citta, the succession of...
Yes, one object at a time.
One moment at a time.
One moment.
This is the way element is. No one can change its way. So we can see, we can prove previous moment and this moment, see. This moment has the same, what one has experienced, carries on and on and on. Like, Kunmev is sitting here, see, many, many moments of thinking about Kunmev sitting here. Carries on from previous moment.
It's Pakatupanisaya Pachaya,
I think that understanding it is better than naming it, calling it, like accumulation, no matter in Pali, it is Pakatupanisaya or what. See, but one can have understanding of reality, and after that, when one has known about its name, one knows that, oh, it's what one has known before. Or understood before about the accumulation. So Pakatupa is just like accumulation. If you prefer Pali, it is Pakatupa Nisya Pachaya. If you don't think of it, it's only whatever arises. It's carried on.
I'm sorry, if you don't think about it, it's only, I didn't hear.
Carried on.
Carried.
Yeah.
But Ajahn, what I am thinking is that every person thinks differently, perceives differently after seeing, hearing, smelling. So it must be something that makes us to think differently. The kind of pachaya.
If you don't call pachaya.
Something.
Yes.
That is different.
Yeah.
And the most...
Do you remember what is this?
Not so much. I think it's this watermelon.
What pachaya?
I must taste and I can tell you.
Yeah, but what pachaya makes you know this? What
pachaya
makes you know
pachaya.
This?
Pakatu panisaya pachaya.
See? What is it?
Watermelon, I think.
No, what is pakatu panisaya?
Oh, it's harder because I know what's melon.
If you don't
and
know
I don't
at
know
all, can you know that it's this? If you haven't seen it before, and you just see,
Sanya.
See, it marks object, and then later on, there can be moment of remember. See, this is what you call Pakatupa.
Oh, okay. But also with different kusala and akusala.
Accumulated?
Yeah. Somehow accumulated. Because it's ever, I cannot pick up what I think of. It's just here, whether I want or not. So it must be some kind of condition.
Yes, no matter what you call it.
Yes.
It's condition.
Yeah.
It's a condition.
Okay, can I eat?
Okay, by conditions.
Yes, of course.
By conditions.
By manasikara.
Pakatu panisaya, pachaya, aramanu panisaya. Aramanu panisaya, another.
And you have Pakatupa. Your Irish Pakatupa.
Pakatupa.
No, not Pakatupa panisaya, aramanu panisaya, but...
Anandrupa panisaya.
antipathy.
Antipathy.
That was an effort.
Chanda.
Chanda, no.
Or citta, because it just happened. Not much viriya, not much chanda.
Or panya, vimamsa. Panya,
So you mean that it's direct panya?
No, it was a joke.
And later on, there can be Pakatupanisya and Aramanupanisya for this. No, not yet. And this is the way to understand whether there is or there is not. See, otherwise it's in the book. But when it's this moment, one can understand even Panchaya better.
And Aramanupanisya Panchaya, because it's the accumulation for that particular taste at that moment. But adipati, when it's strong object.
Not objective.
Strong.
Or citta, or dhammas. Chanda, viriya, citta, nama. But you see his Aramanupanisya Panchaya, not this, but that. Because the accumulation of life of this until it becomes in one's own citta.
That was your one.
Yeah.
Accumulated from Poland. Or bread.
And this is a purification of citta.
Yeah. We can understand rather than thinking about example, because there is
just the citta.
Which one is your Aramanupanisya? Which one is this? See, one can tell.
Yes.
Aramanupanisya.
Sometimes.
It depends, yes. Yeah. So that's why this moment it is Aramanupanisya, but the other moment, other object is Aramanupanisya.
And Lucas thought that one was his Aramanupanisya, but when it got to the table, he decided
it
no longer.
Adipati Pachaya, because I was not hungry and I just take it by effort, and now it's no interest to eat it or effort even. It must be citta with dosa.
That's why citta changes all the time by conditions. Yeah? Not your intention, not your interest.
We don't know what the tendency will be from moment to moment.
Now it can be. What can it be now?
Now I feel pain in my stomach and I don't want this.
Everything is aramana, so aramana pachaya is not difficult. Yeah. But usually there is no understanding of it as pachaya. It's only, it is that which is experienced, but not knowing about it is an pachaya, aramana pachaya.
Which is a form of chanda.
Sasankarika. Okay. Oh, asankarika.
Sasankarika.
Sasankarika.
But no need to think.
No need at all. It hinders.
Actually, what we know in reality, there is only seeing, visible object is seen, and then a lot of thinking. So I think in reality there is no one who eats, or how one is rupa and nama, they eat.
In order to know more conditions, you have everything.
Let's go there.
Example.